The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Is it all right to cry and be a man? Well, have a listen to this.
And his Portuguese teammates right now are consoling him. He's not fighting them back anymore. He's letting it all out. He is feeling this. And they know that they need him to lift his head and go again. Because there is still 15 minutes of football to be played.
So that was a clip of Cristiano Ronaldo crying after missing his penalty during the first period of extra time against Slovenia last night in the Euros. It got us talking. Is it ever okay to cry during the match with 15 minutes of extra time still to go? Is Ronaldo human like the rest of us? Henry McKean joins us now. Henry, when was the last time that you openly wept?
Anton, it was actually my friend died just before Christmas and I openly wept. I think I was driving along on my own and I just burst into tears. A late colleague, John O'Donovan, passed. And yeah, I admit I don't cry that much. And overnight, Ronaldo was heavily criticised by football pundits here in Ireland and across the globe for basically falling apart. And, you know, despite the game going in Portugal's way in the very, very end, winning on three penalties, 3-0, you know, he did break down and he started to cry and he basically wept. We heard the clip there. And, you know, when you see him weeping, or if you're at the game, or if you're watching the game, he properly did cry. So, you know, this made us, you know, have this conversation. Is it okay for a man, for a grown man, a 39-year-old, in my case, a 45-year-old, to burst into tears? I got to meet a half-Irish and half-Portuguese man, Antonio Montero. He runs the Playhouse After School Dot Fun. Basically, it's after schools and summer camps. Comes highly recommended in the Dublin 15 area. Here is Antonio.
Portuguese people are quite sensitive. They're maybe quite emotional people. So, you know, seeing a Portuguese person crying, you know, isn't a surprise to me. When you're at that level and you put in that amount of time and effort to achieve what he's achieved and be where he is in his career, you know, and then you're, you know, one kick of a ball decides a game and you miss it. It's going to be emotional for anybody. I mean, even a 12-year-old, 13-year-old child in a cup final. Look, I think we associate Ronaldo with mental toughness. And, you know, looking at that last night, probably a lot of people were surprised. I was surprised myself looking there because Portugal had been in that situation before where they got the penalties and he was the one that was going around telling, you know, some of the players, come on, you can take one, you're up for it, you can do it. And I suppose last night, everybody was expecting Ronaldo to do that, so I suppose it just shows that he's human. You know, he's not a robot. You know, he has emotions. He's an emotional guy. He's a family guy, and you know, the whole world are either against him or for him. You know, so he, you know, I suppose with him, he can't win.
And he got the penalty in the end, though. He got the one that counted.
Yeah, he got the one that counted. I mean, but looking at him as he went up to take it, I mean, everybody was probably thinking he was going to miss because he didn't look like a man that was going to step up and put that penalty away. I mean, he looked absolutely wrecked emotionally, mentally. He looked like he was gone, he was finished. And to do what he did was, you know, again, was shows his mental toughness, that he was able to flip it around.
And Portugal, I mean, he's obviously a national treasure there. At 39, you know, that emotion, and perhaps he knew that his time was coming to an end. Do they still love him? Will he still run the team? He is a cash cow.
Yeah, he's all those things. Yeah, the Portuguese people absolutely adore Ronaldo. I mean, he's put Portugal on the map. You know, when you hear the name Ronaldo, you hear Portugal, and you know, the Portuguese people are immensely proud of him. Yeah, I mean, look, Ronaldo is a game changer. You know, he only needs a split second to change a game, and the type of player that he is, you're never not going to not put him in the team. He has to start because he can always win games for you.
There you go. Half Irish, half Portuguese. Antonio Montero, he runs the Playhouse After School Dot Fun. Henry, what about young men? What did they think of Ronaldo getting emotional?
This is really interesting. I think young men, millennials or Gen Zs in their late teens and early 20s, they're finally coming around to admitting, yeah, it's okay. My generation was macho culture. You couldn't show any weakness. You couldn't admit that you were upset. You had to hide it. Like, what about you, Anton? Like, I have to ask you this question. When was the last time you cried?
Similar to you, a close friend of mine, mm-hmm. a man by the name of David Shane, who was one of the most important figures in Irish motorsport. I was visiting him in hospital and I went to the door of the hospital and I was told he was no longer there to visit, and stood in Vincent's car park crying.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So, I mean, and it's you know, it's terrible for you to go through that. But at the same time, it's great that you can feel those emotions.
Although the difference that both you and I cite in our examples is we were both in private. I suppose the critical thing is, do you do it in public?
Well, this is it. And we did get to speak to Josh and Brian from Castleknock Celtic senior team.
I think it's completely okay for men to cry. It's natural. It's a natural emotion. If you feel something, it's unnatural to suppress it. So I think it's completely fine.
And when was the last time you cried in a football match? Come on, be honest. I mean, I won't tell anyone.
In a football match, I don't think I've ever. You know, I've never cried.
Just before. In the changing rooms afterwards.
No, honestly, I've never felt the need to cry. I've never just been in that situation.
Kind of emotional state.
Honestly.
My name's Josh. I play for Castleknock, Leinster senior team. I think it was completely acceptable and okay. Ronaldo cried last night, just showed his passion for his country and showed how much it means to him. I think it should be more acceptable in society for men to cry because it shouldn't be suppressed, causing mental health issues in men severely around the country, and it should be more acceptable.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
So you're a young man. When was the last time you cried?
Couldn't tell you the last time I cried in general.
But you do cry over a girl, maybe?
Yeah, maybe over a girl, yeah. I recently ruptured my ACL. So when I got told the second time, it was devastating. I think I might have cried over that. Yeah, but in football, again, during a match, I never have. But I'm sure over the past, out of frustration, losing big finals or whatever, I might have, made a shed tear.
All the kids have been saying, oh, it's weird that Ronaldo's crying. Like, Ronaldo's 39. This is probably his last Euros. Maybe his last tournament ever. Like, that was a huge moment. He probably thought they were going to go out. They're going into a penalty shootout. So, I kind of feel closer to Ronaldo. This guy is, like, the GOAT of our game. And he's absolutely bawling his eyes out after missing a penalty. Like, I respect him.
There you go. I suppose, Henry, the question in all this is, what about the kids, Henry? What of the kids? How do they feel about all this?
The humanity. But yeah, he is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time, according to Brian there. And yeah, I mean, he is a huge role model. Just earlier on, I was dropping my son off to cricket camp and a boy came over and actually had a football card and was showing it to my son. Go, look, I've got a Ronaldo football card. And my son was so jealous. And even though they were at cricket, they were talking about Ronaldo. He really is a massive role model for kids and big kids as well. Earning 260 million euro, that's 260 million euro a year through the Arabs, through Saudi Arabia, and through endorsements from large sports makers. Massive cash cow, massive cash cow. Here are kids who watched the match last night.
It was like weird. I didn't think he would cry because he missed a penalty. I think he'd be okay.
He's kind of making a big deal of it.
When Ronaldo missed the shot, I didn't think he was going to start crying, but I thought he would be okay.
Have you ever, you know, cried a little bit in sport?
Never ever. No, never ever.
And is it all right for a boy to cry?
Yes, it is.
And why is it that we sometimes think that boys can't cry but girls can? And what do you think, you know, being a girl?
I think that girls are just like boys and boys can do whatever girls can do.
So boys can cry too, girls can cry?
Yeah, they can scream and do everything.
I think it's like ridiculous because he does get like 2,000 in like 5 seconds. So
he earns 2,000 every 5 seconds.
Something like that.
He probably does.
I think that when Ronaldo missed the penalty, I knew he scored his last 13, but I didn't think it was that much of a big deal.
Feelings don't matter.
And you know, you mentioned feelings don't matter. Is it all right to cry during a sports game, during a football match?
No.
It's not okay.
No, it's not.
Why?
I don't know.
And have you ever shed a tear when you're playing sport?
No, never.
Never ever?
No.
He shouldn't have cried just for missing a penalty because it's not like it's the end of the world. He's not in the World Cup.
It's only the Euros.
Yes.
I think it's a bit ridiculous for him to cry. It was just a penalty.
Yeah. Brian has actually cried when he scored an own goal. He has in the game.
Josh has cried when he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
This reminds me, Henry, of the great Tom Hanks line in Field of Dreams, crying. There's no crying in baseball. So is the basic thesis then that men just aren't good at showing emotions and it's still seen as weak if you do it?
We're changing. We're definitely changing. And we're hearing perhaps he broke down because he spotted his mum, his 69-year-old mum, in the crowd basically crying, and this sent him off. This is the rumour. But yeah, I mean, are we all just human, and have we come a huge way since that movie that you just mentioned there, that Field of Dreams, that was what was that, early 90s?
Oh, don't start with Field of Dreams. That's League of Their Own is the crying in baseball. Field of Dreams is the only thing you're always allowed to cry at. Even saying Field of Dreams, you're allowed to start crying.
But yeah, and you know, attitudes are changing. Here is Jackie Winter. She talks about herself, boys, and her husband.
As for boys crying, yeah, because you get the pain out. I know for older people, older men like my husband, you had to be the big tough man, not cry, not show your emotions, and it becomes very, very difficult for them. And I've seen that within my own family, where things have been in tough situations where you need to cry. I could cry, I could talk to my friends, but he just kept it bottled up. Where if you get that, young lads at this age, they're learning that it's good to show your feelings. It's good for your mental health to let everything out and have somebody you can talk to, somebody you trust, and just say, look, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling great. And, you know, whatever the issue is.
And men of a certain age, perhaps men who are my age and older, they do bottle it up. Is it good to get it out?
I think it is very, very much so. I lost my son. It'd be 24 years ago now. And you can imagine losing a child, first child. And, you know, as I say, I had my friends. And then added to that, the pain was we were told we couldn't have kids anymore. Now, fortunately, I'm lucky. I have two beautiful girls. And I'm very happy with them. But the pain and the suffering he went through, and I can still see it today. Like, I can talk about my son.
This is your husband?
My husband, yes. I can talk about my son with friends, with my daughters and different things. But if he's, you can see it is really hurting him still at this stage, 24 years down the road. It's really, really difficult for him. My heart just goes out to him, but it's just the generation that, okay, yes, we were older parents. Yes, he's in his 60s, but it's difficult for him to, even at this stage, to deal with the death that I've been able to move on from because I was able to express my feelings, because I was able to talk to friends. So for mental health, it's really important that guys can let their feelings out, cry when they need to cry, and have somebody they can talk to.
Henry, thank you very much for that report.
Thank you.
That's Jackie Winter there, who was closing out that report by Henry McKean on Is It Okay for Boys to Cry? Very interesting to see the mixed reaction that's coming in. Could you imagine if Roy Keane cried in Saipan? I struggle to imagine Roy Keane crying at all, but I'm sure at some point he has done it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.